Hey, sorry I didn't bring you guys a messy Sunday. It was my lovely wife's birthday on Sunday. We went out Saturday, stayed out late, woke up the next day trying to recover, and on top of that, do a major assignment for school. And the professor is being extremely critical in the way that she's grading everybody's papers. So I had to pretty much put all my focus and energy into that for the entire day. And then on MLK Day, I had to do the same thing because I was behind on my homework. Wow. Busy day on all three of those days, trying to get everything set up for my wife. And then the college education side of it. So thank you guys as always for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Here we go. Let's roll right into it. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Four Pillar Effect. This is your host, Cortez Richardson, bringing you another message / topic about health, because that's what's in the first quarter. So if you've been listening, then you know the structure of the show. If you haven't, the structure goes: the first 3 months of this year will be health, second three will be wealth, last six will be split up between love and happiness. So let's go ahead and jump right into it. As always, I'd like to say thank you for anybody returning and listening. And also, thank you to anybody who is new to the podcast. So today's message is going to be focusing on the health from the kitchen. You're never going to be able to get anywhere without the fuel that you need. So the first thing you do when you hop into your car, or I hope you do, is you check to see how much fuel you have, especially for those long hauls, because the show is really geared towards the mindset of long-term time perspective. You never want to have just short-term thoughts on your mind. Always invest in anything that is going to fuel you for the long haul. And what that means is pretty much for the quarter of health is investing yourself to be able to prepare yourself for going to the gym the next day. Don't eat anything or consume anything that's going to make you more tired, sluggish. Everybody's a victim of this on the cheat day. I just had mine yesterday, and I'm going to tell you, I feel weighed down. I feel 5 pounds heavier, and I didn't even eat that much. So focus on fueling yourself and have people around you who fuel your fire for the long haul, not just the short bursts of energy that you might need to get through the day. Focus on getting through the month or the year. Fuel yourself continuously day by day and move through the long term, the 5 years, the 10 years, the 20 years. All those things that you could be doing, like being active, eating right, I guess you could quote that, or healthier, are things that are going to fuel you for the long haul when you hit 50, 60, 70, 80 years old. And that's the things that we need to be focusing on. So I hope you guys enjoyed the message. If you want to learn how to win prizes, then you have to listen to the podcast. So you're already on the right track. So what I would like you to do is go onto the Facebook community, the group, not the actual business page. I just started that. So go onto the Facebook group, the Four Pillar Effect, the group, and post a picture of something that you're eating healthy, or a video of you working out in the gym, post-workout, during your workout, but just some way to signify that you are engaging and being active with the principles that we teach here at the Four Pillar Effect. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you have a great day. I will get back on schedule, so every Sunday you'll be hearing from me, and then you'll get spurts here and there on Thursdays. God bless.